This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Aloha, my brothers. Look who's back in town. It's so good to be back here with all of you guys. I've forgotten how to do this job. I don't know what day it is. You have to bear with me. I'm still very much on island time. And you can see, if you're watching on YouTube, this is how I dress now. This is just what I do. I've got a Hawaiian shirt on. I've got a lei. And I'm feeling tan and refreshed and it's so good to be back with you guys. That's a bold-faced lie. I wish to God I was still woke. I wish I was waking up in Hanalei Bay right now having my morning coffee. So, but I'm going to do my very best. I did miss you guys specifically.
3 a.m. over there. Morning coffee?
Morning coffee. Yeah, I woke up about 3 or 4 every day, except for one day. But, man, it's good. It's so good to be with you guys especially. And I wanted to start the show by thanking you again for allowing me to have this vacation with my family. It was our first real trip away, and it went so smoothly. It couldn't have gone better, really. It could not have been a better trip for us. I am Woodsy, and in Hawaiian, it's Kiwi. That's my name in Hawaiian, Kiwi.
Like the fruit.
Like the fruit. Paulie is our executive producer, imaging director of the station. He is Paolo.
Which makes sense.
That's cool.
Yeah,
Paolo.
Yeah, I'll take that. It's also your Italian name.
Yep. And then Benjamin Higgins is Penny. P-E-N-I. If you add an S to it, it's penis. So. Penny. Penny. Penny.
Penny.
Penny.
Penny.
Penny. Penny. Penny. Penny. Penny. Kiwi and Paolo this morning.
Well, it's very
I'm glad
good.
You had a great time.
I did.
You're not allowed to go anywhere like that for that long.
Yeah. Well, Paulie and I are just here for the Woods show to sit and enjoy it for
have
the next
fun.
4 hours.
Hey,
so.
The next 4 hours is your canvas.
All right, where do I start? thank you, guys. I really want to thank you. And I've already decided, I'll let you know now, we're already planning next year. So there will be one small change. I will 100% take the equipment with me and broadcast from wherever I go.
All right, we got that on the record.
That's on the record. I would have no problem doing it. We have the perfect house to do it in. The internet and Wi-Fi is spotless. It's phenomenal. I didn't really miss a pitch on the island. I think I saw every game. Ask me if I remember them. No, but I watched them. I watched them all in the moment and was really pleased by what I saw. But it was just an incredible trip. And with two little kids, to have a pretty seamless trip was pretty great.
Well, let's get into it.
Right.
Can I just ask you some questions about how it went? And you can kind of just share some of the details. But first of all, traveling with the kids, flights, everything. Everything go as planned or any unexpected mishaps or adventures?
It was so easy and seamless. iPads are a great invention. We don't give our kids the iPad very much. When you have a 6-hour flight, you give your kid the iPad. And then they turn into salivating, rabid dogs when you take the iPad away. But you wear that for a little while and you move on. But they were great, man. Bo was phenomenal. Taylor, they were both so good on the plane. Hannah was elite mom, packed all kinds of snacks. I mean, we wanted for nothing. So we got on the flight out, no problem, landed, get the rental car, the whole thing, and then went out to the house. And I was just blown away at how beautiful that island was. We were on Kauai, and it's almost like you ever see Like, when you see, like, Brad Pitt, you're like, bro, you're too good looking. It's too beautiful there. So I did the driving. So all I heard the whole time was, ooh, look over there. And I'm on this one-lane road, and I'm like, shut up, shut up, shut up. And I told you guys, my father-in-law completely domed me out about all the locals. He's like, you better watch your speed. You better watch how you talk to people. No road rage, no nothing. So I'm like, I'm white-knuckling the whole drive to the thing. We get there, we unpack, and we just walk down to Hanalei Bay. And I just went, oh. And it's where Puff the Magic Dragon, so you can see the dragon. You see, like, the beautiful mountains, and it makes up the shape of a dragon, which is where that dude got the inspiration for that song. And in a land called Hanalei, but it's Hanalei Bay. So we just walked down the beach and swam and jumped off the pier and ate together, and we just had the best time. The boys were, I mean, 9 out of 10, really. And so that was cool.
I'd ask you about the weather, but it's Hawaii, so.
Dude, it's so good.
You know, 80s.
It's so good.
Warm.
It is so good.
Perfect.
It's too good looking. It's too beautiful there. And everywhere you look, you're like, whew, man. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful trip.
Always like to know about foods, things that you consumed while you were there.
So a lot of people told me, you got to hit up the chicken in a barrel, and I did. It was one right by our house, and I broke a crown.
What?
My second day there, eating ribs, Hawaiian ribs, and I cracked one of my crowns. So I have like a hole back here, so I have to get that fixed in the next week. So that kind of sucked as I spit out a tooth. Didn't really have the taste for Hawaiian barbecue after that.
You're not supposed to eat the bones.
Don't eat the bones.
Yeah.
And I did. I broke a crown, so that kind of sucked. So shaved ice is something that I thought I had had before. A snow cone, if you will. Oh, no. You guys know that they put ice cream at the bottom of it? Vanilla ice cream?
I don't know
if
I've ever gotten to the bottom, really. That's fantastic.
So it's ice cream on the bottom, and then the big snow globe, and then they put the syrup over it, and you start to eat, and you're like, I didn't get any vanilla. Oh, my God, that's ice cream. And it's the greatest thing you've ever had. I had about three of those. The best meal I had was the last night at a place called The Dolphin. Very kind of trendy spot in Hanalei Bay, and right by the river, beautiful. And I had a ribeye, a teriyaki ribeye. Ooh. There that make you.
Now we're talking,
bro. I ate every bit. The fat. I ate the fat. I licked the plate. It was unbelievable. We had a little sushi that was spectacular. Obviously,
it's gonna be fresh.
This dude, we went, took my kids down. So if you've ever seen the movie The Descendants. The whole thing where they film in Kauai is right where we are. And there's a restaurant there called Tahiti Nui. And they show it in the movie. The beach that he's talking to this woman on. There's the pier in the background that we jumped off of. It's right where we were swimming, and we swam every day. And George Clooney's in it. It was really cool. So we went to this place, and there's this traditional Hawaiian man in the full garb. And he is cutting fresh mango with a knife. And he's cutting it. He's like, would your boys like some? And I said, yeah. And so they walked up. They ate a big, fat piece of fresh mango. And Taylor walks up to him. I didn't see Taylor. He goes, can I have another one? So he cuts him off another one. He crushes that. Man, it was really spectacular. So we were in an Airbnb. So we went to the store. We bought a bunch of groceries. We kind of made breakfast and lunch at home. And then, you know, ate where we wanted to. We had pizza and just kind of normal stuff. We had little kids with us. So we did not do the big fancy meal every night, which was great.
Luau's.
We went to one fire show, and that was spectacular. Now, I will say, it's kind of like radio. You want to get to the meat of a story. And instead of getting to the meat of the story, this guy came out. He played... played like six Hawaiian songs on acoustic guitar.
Remember, they're on island time. No reason to hurry there.
Played about six songs on acoustic guitar, and he's like, okay, we take a short break. We'll be right back. They leave. We're like, what in the world? About an hour goes by. Then they come out, and they do the big fire show, and it was phenomenal. But it was about a 3.5-hour deal. My kids were great. We stayed the whole time. I only had two cocktails on the whole island, and there's a reason for it. I had a Mai Tai at the fire show, and I had a pina colada with my wife. And when we got one night away at a hotel, just the two of us, And I texted Paulie. I said, I don't know what they put in these drinks, but they're like gasoline. I said, I'm S-faced. I had one pina colada.
Rum.
Ben, this is not regular rum. Bro, I had one pina colada. Hannah passed out. She passed out at 6:15. I texted Paulie. I'm like, I'm in a hotel room watching movies at 6:30, and I'm hammered. And, but, bro, it's just, it's spectacular.
So, Paulie and I have a question. Shoot. Because we talked about this while you were gone. Hiking. Were you going to actually follow through and do it?
You said you had like nearly like, one a day.
Yeah, you had all these hikes planned. And we go, there's no way he's going to be going on daily hikes up through the like the mountain part of Kauai and then the beaches. Did you really
like, I can't remember.
Hike it
I think
out.
It might have been off the air, but we did set a bet. The line was 1.5 hikes.
Like, yeah, you were going to do one. I was pretty sure you get to the first one and then you'd probably go, I don't need to do another
Even
hike.
If it was more of a flat walk, you'd call it the hike. I took the under.
You hit. Once I got there, now I will say my in-laws did a phenomenal job. They planned the fire show and they planned the night away for us and they planned all this stuff. But what you find is the longer you're there, the less the schedule seems to matter. And you're like, I just feel like doing this thing. I had one day where I just didn't leave the house really. I just was kind of around the house and I went down to the bay, which is a 5-minute walk, and swam. But I didn't feel the need to. I had no desire really to say, let's drive. The driving is what got me. We did one day where we went down to Poipu, and up to Poipu, and it took an hour
down.
Down to Poipu. Hour and 45 minutes because there was there was construction. Hour 45. So after that, I said, the less I'm in the car, the better. I just want to be around Hanalei. Once you're in Hanalei,
should have called Kelly Danick. She could have given you the traffic
report.
Here's
the traffic report for Hawaii. It pretty much sucks all the time. And if anything happens,
left a surfboard in the middle of the road.
If anything happens on the road, you're done. You just sit and rot.
Because that's the road.
That's the road. It's like the road. How do I get to the airport? Oh, you just take the road to it. If the road is closed, you turn around and you go home. So once that happened, I go, man, I just want to stay here at the home base. So no, I did not go to Queen's Bath. I did not hike to go see waterfalls. We took a boat tour up the Nepali coast, though. 4-hour boat tour that was into caves with waterfalls coming down. We stopped. We snorkeled. My whole family snorkeled. I had to hold Taylor. And, you know, Bo finally, like, would put his face in and see some fish and stuff. Hannah actually got in there and snorkeled, which I was really surprised. I snorkeled like a madman. I had a blast. It was the most beautiful place I've ever been. I didn't really want to go. And I got hit with a little VD, little vacation depression, the last day. Not that kind of VD. I got hit with a little bit of it the last day, and I like slept a lot and just kind of bummed around because I knew we had to leave the next day. It was remarkable.
That means it was a really good trip,
though. Oh, dude.
You're like 2 days before it's, can we leave early?
Dude, yeah. Yes.
I'm glad you didn't feel that way.
I did not feel that way, which means it's a good vacation. And I do feel recharged. I slept and I relaxed like crazy.
I'm not saying it in any way like it's a flaw of yours, but it is something that you do when you take your smaller vacations, your out of town couple nights away trips, whether it's LA, Joshua Tree, Palm Springs.
Yeah.
You're either home early or like you leave at like 5 a.m. the day that you're like you like to get out of there and get home early.
I do.
You can't do that on the island.
No, you
really
have
an airplane waiting for you, and you're waiting until that day.
Yeah, man. We timed everything out perfect yesterday. The flight back was a literal breeze, a piece of cake. And we landed. Oh, I got gifts for you guys. I'll give them to you now.
Thank you.
All right. So everybody in Hawaii uses these, and I want you guys to have them. This is the only towel you will ever need.
Nice.
These are sick.
It actually says the only towel you need.
The only towel you'll ever need. Paulie, I know you like the island macadamia nut.
Oh, yeah, now we're talking.
Benny, you do not like
those. I'm not a macadamia nut guy. So what did I get?
This shirt. Now, I don't. Your size is what's bothering me.
I'm kind of in between.
You're so a tweener. This is a very Irie shirt that my wife wanted to make sure.
I can see that.
She wanted the Irie colors of it. And it's from Bubba's. And some of the best burgers I've ever had. There's this special relish.
Not Bubba Gump's.
Not we did not hit Bubba Gump's.
How's the chilies out there in Kauai?
I'm good. Thank you very much, Woods. So, I know this looks like it's perfect size.
Okay, good. But I really love you guys, and I missed you, and I'm full of the Aloha spirit. As you can
Kiwi.
See, this is how I dress now. This is
so,
what I do.
There was a tweet about some sort of nudist camp interaction. Why don't we'll save that a little bit later, because we do want to get into the Padres and what happened last night, and we do have a Wednesday show to get to, and I know there's a lot of Padres fans who want to talk about what happened last night and how well the team is playing.
Let me tell you guys something listening. I wore my City Connect Padres hat almost every day I was there, and I got stopped every single day by Island Padre fans. I saw one Dodger fan, and it looked like it was a guy. It looked like an off-color Dodger fan, like, this matches my outfit. Every person I ran into was like, oh, you're from San Diego. I love the Padres. In fact, you guys know local legend Bird Huffman of Bird's Surf Shed? You guys know Bird?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know the name?
Yeah.
His brother checked me in to play golf. Nice. And he's like, you're from San Diego? Yeah. Do you know my brother Bird Huffman? I'm like, do I ever? He did surf reports on the radio station I used to work at. And all these huge, huge Padres fans over there.
Well, you might forget, but from 1971 to 1982, Hawaii was the AAA affiliate of the Padres. Tony Gwynn played there.
Yep.
I think Flan was there. So a lot of Padres from that era passed through Hawaii and created kind of a generation of Padres fans in the island. So it is actually a pretty good hotbed of San Diego Padres fandom over there.
It really was. It really was. Everywhere I went, I ended up talking Padres baseball with somebody and saw a bunch of Tier 1s at the airport. They were going out for a baseball tournament for their kids. And it was a real special trip, man, from stem to stern.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you back.
Good to be back. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Yeah, we'll set the menu. It is a Big League Wednesday. We'll tell you what's coming up on the show.
Obviously, the menu, peni.
Yeah, set it. Penny, peni. I like peni. It's like multiple penises.
Plural.
Look,
okay.
Peni.
That's what it says.
Kiwini, Steven.
Peni.
I like Penny. Penny, like Penny Hardaway.
I like calling you Peni.
I like Peni better. I really do.
We'll get into last night's rain delay.
Ben's like, I don't like this nickname anymore.
Like this.
It looks like you put it on the screen. It looks like there's a flower hiding the S at the end of the word, just hidden at the end.
Look at that. Little flowers.
Flowers should be an eggplant.
This is great. This is great.
We'll get into all of it coming up. Let's see how Kelly's traffic looks, at least in San Diego and on the road out there, on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every time I hear a song now, I think about where we could make Jesse incorporate it into another broadcast.
So I've missed
I just want to use your love tonight. Could be when they go to Colorado.
Of course.
Of Charlie Blackman or something.
Now, I've missed both of these bits.
Right.
So do you have last week's? I'd like to hear it if you don't have it, because I'm the music guy, and you guys have been doing music bits without me.
Exactly. So, this was inspired by a weird minor league broadcaster who just started working Carry On My Wayward Son lyrics into a home run call.
It was
really
brilliant. I think you were there for that.
I was there for that.
Yeah.
And that ball is hit deep to right field, and that ball is gone. Carry on my wayward son. Carry on.
That was so good.
So weird.
So, yeah, we had Jesse Duke some Kansas lyrics last week. Dustin
get in the air, foul out of play right
And you want to be playing, don't get me wrong, you want to be playing well enough early to be able to stay in the thick of things, but you want your best baseball to come this time of the year, second half of the season.
Yeah, the reality is if you're pitching great in September and October, any struggles you might have had in April and May are nothing but dust in the wind.
That's right.
Yes, that's
now,
so good.
We gave him like a B-, because he got the words in, but he didn't get the whole
lyric.
We
want the full lyric, though. All we are is dust in the
all
wind.
All we are
so
is dust in the
we
wind.
We clarified this week, and Paulie had the idea. Well, they're going to Pittsburgh. Let's pick a Pittsburgh artist.
Bro, I had to look it up.
Yeah. And
like Christina, Wiz Khalifa,
Christina Aguilera went to high school, North Allegheny High School in Pittsburgh.
Brett Michaels from Poison is from Pittsburgh, but they're not a Pittsburgh band.
Right.
They're an L.A. band.
But it led to, of course, a great song lyric that Jesse had to work into the broadcast last night. I had plenty of time with the rain delay.
Oh, my God.
But here is this week's Song Lyric Incorporator.
I am beautiful in every single way.
Christina Aguilera, I am beautiful in every single way, Jesse. And we want the direct quote, if you can somehow work that in.
I am beautiful in every single way. So we go to the top of the ninth yesterday.
This reinvigorates my incorporator nervousness. It was missing something after so many years of doing it, and now I'm like nervous again.
Five hours after the game was scheduled to begin, we finally get to the incorporator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oscar Marin, the pitching coach for the Pirates, now out to chat with Santana, Bart, the entire infield. Solano over there talking to first base coach David Macias, telling him, I am beautiful in every single way.
Oh, he sang it.
What a night for Solano. Four hits, two of them, two-run singles.
I definitely think this ups the difficulty, though, for Jesse.
Bro.
It's tough to put in song lyrics out of context.
No question. There's no question. That was brilliant. And
he's telling him, I am beautiful in every single way.
He sounds a little under the weather, too. Jesse sounds a little stuffy.
Maybe.
Maybe a little bit. You know, I was thinking about it yesterday on the six-hour flight back. And I got up. You know, you're sitting on your ass the whole time. And you stand up and you walk down the jetway to go get your bags. And I thought to myself, it's the first thing I thought. These guys are sitting, rotting in the clubhouse, waiting to go out and start playing baseball again. They do flights like that all the time. All the time. My ass was hurting. My knees were killing me. And I didn't have to go get on a table, get mentally prepared to go out and face 97 mile an hour. You know, and I go, just a whole new respect. Anytime you travel, these guys travel so much. Cross country, it doesn't matter. It just one of those things that popped into my head as I was leaving yesterday. They do this all the time.
Second East Coast road trip break already for the Padres.
And that was the first of how many games in a row?
27 games in 28 days or 26
and
27.
Now it's 26 and 27.
So it's a tough stretch for the Padres. They get off to a great start yesterday, but with some drama, with some rain difficulties, and we'll talk about the impact on the team coming up. Our Padres wrap up in our next segment, get to the highlights, how well the bullpen performed with Dylan Cease only able to go the one inning because of the rain delay. I'll have an update for you on Joe Musgrove. If you missed that last night, I'm sure most of you heard the good news. I'll spoil it a little bit. Joe's coming back probably this weekend, but that is now up in the air a little bit after what happened last night. So do that. Take on Woods. John did a great job while you were gone. Defended your honor.
Good.
In fact, we may need to do a John Flint versus Stephen Woods Take on Woods tournament sometime soon, because he really killed it a few of these games.
Anytime, any place.
All right. Don't do this at 7:20, and then it is a Big League Wednesday. It'll be nice to have you back to talk to Adam Jones and Brett Boone. We did fine without you, but I think they miss you when you're not here.
I miss them, too.
7:35 for AJ, 8:35 for Brett Boone.
And who did miss you was Ted Leitner. Oh, so yeah. He wants to come back when you're here. When you're here.
I would love it. I would love it so much.
He specifically said, I would love to come back on a day when Woods is here.
Anytime.
And shoot the breeze and just talk sports. I made Ted talk about himself and his career and his life a little bit too much.
Did he tell the Dodger story?
He told Dodger stories, Tommy Lasorda stories. He got into all of it.
He said it was fantastic. They hate me.
Yes.
They hate me over there.
What a great pull.
But he wants to come back when you're here.
I love it.
That'll be fun. And then Rindle Report and get you ready for another Padres game this afternoon, hopefully without the weather implications of last night's game. But we'll come back and we will go through the highlights and what happened last night in Pittsburgh with our Padres wrap-up next. On, what is it, Kiwi and Penny.
Penny.
On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Before we get into our Padres wrap-up highlights, the start of the game obviously was a mess last night. We knew, the reports were out there that rain was coming. So this was not a surprise to the umpiring crew, Major League Baseball, the Pittsburgh Pirates, that rain was there. It rained earlier in the day, got nice, before game time, and they decided to get the game started. And then, of course, in the middle of the second inning, so 9 outs into the game, it starts raining, and they got to pull the tarp out onto the field. And if that had only been... If that had been the end of it, and then they had started playing again at about 45 minutes, you're going to, all right, well, Dylan Cease threw a no-hitter with a rain delay in Washington a couple of weeks ago. This isn't going to be the worst thing. But because PNC Park's drainage was backed up or so poor, even though it stopped raining, they could not play the game for another 2 hours and 40 minutes, which, of course, impacted teams. But you got to say, the Padres having their ace on the mound and getting only 3 outs out of Dylan Cease, that was a huge, huge decision to even get that game started, and a costly one, likely, to the San Diego Padres.
Imagine being on an airplane with phenomenal Wi-Fi, loading up the game on your phone to watch to kill, what, half the trip? You know, at least a third of the trip, easily. At least. And getting through that first inning, and then you see the tarps being rolled out, and I just went, all right, well, back to the latest John Grisham thriller that I'm reading, and, that's it. And by the time we landed, they had started again, and Bo and I watched a lot of it while we were waiting for our bags. I couldn't believe it either, and I tweeted Bush League. I don't think it was actually Derek Shelton's call. I think it was Major League Baseball's, but that was a bad call by Major League Baseball to start that game.
So I heard the same take. Steve Phillips said, if I was the Padres, I would be mad about how that played out. Now, Mike Schilt was not mad. He actually complimented the umpiring crew on how they handled everything. And I guess you can't know that it's going to create a big lake out in left field. You assume, all right, it's going to rain for 40 minutes. Let's get this started. We'll get through the delay. We'll just pick it up and we'll go. But because of the poor infrastructure and I don't know that I blame the umpires. I blame the Pirates for having substandard drainage and facilities at their stadium. This is a big league ballpark.
I was driving home last night listening to Jesse and Scan, and Jesse was saying that the grounds crew, when they came out in the third inning, as they do for every game to redo the infield, he goes, they were booed. Wow. The grounds crew was booed by the home crowd.
Well, you saw the...
They were trying to. I mean, the guy was digging into the drain, trying to pull out whatever. I mean, felt like your kitchen sink or your bathroom sink with the... when the hair gets down the sink and you got to pull it out, but they could not get that water to drain.
They could not, man. Mudd was talking about it on the broadcast as well. Yeah, I mean, you'd think a place like Pittsburgh would be dialed in for that. I don't know if there was some issues with it, like you said, a clog or something, but it just was not draining, and it created a nice little puddle, nice little lake out there that Jackson Merrill feigned. He pretended he was going to go for a dive and a swim, and it was pretty bad, and those are bad conditions. You don't want your guys, when they're about to go into this huge stretch of theirs that's going to be right in the middle of the dog days, it's the last thing you want, man, is a guy pulling up, slipping, sliding, tearing a hamstring, something like that. So it was a bit dicey, but they got it done.
However, what it turned into was a bullpen game between both teams. And clearly, That's advantage San Diego Padres, especially post-trade deadline. And it did play out that way. Now, they'll have to deal with the aftermath, and we'll talk about that. Yeah. But let's get into the highlights. We got our Padres wrap-up coming up right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fam.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Oh, my God. I'm so stiff.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah! Yeah!
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino, fun above all else.
Yeah!
Give me a do damage.
Do damage!
Expecting a bunny, swings away, sends it in the air to shallow center field. Kinder Falefa back, Bay comes sliding in, and he can't make the catch, goes off his glove, ends up on the outfield grass, they throw to second, Peralta beats the throw there, Merrill comes in to score, and the Padres take a 1-0 lead. 1-0, Solano rips it into left field, and a base hit. Peralta will score, Wade is on his way, he will score, another hit for Donovan Solano, this one a two-run single, and the Padre lead is 3-0. As the 3-2, runners go, served into right field, and a base hit. Profar on his way. He's going to score. Solano goes first to third. RBI single Xander Bogaerts, and a 4-0 Padre lead. From Santana, swung on, lined into center field. That's a base hit. Wade's going to score easily. Profar's right behind him. He's going to come in to score. Donovan Solano's fourth hit of the night is his second two-run single of the evening, and the Padres lead it 6-0. Estrada delivers, Hayes swings and misses strike three. And Jeremiah Estrada puts an exclamation point on this 6-0 win on a very long night in Pittsburgh. The game began at about 6:45 p.m. local time. It ends at 12:01 a.m. the very next morning. Final score, Padres 6, Pirates 0.
Our guys love to play, so I knew they were going to come out regardless of circumstance and be ready to compete. But it starts on the mound, you know, and Hoeing was fantastic. I mean, what a tremendous job by him. And you know, now we're looking to get 8 innings out of our bullpen, which we were able to do, and piece together. But, you know, we knew we were going to have to use multiple guys. But Hoeing taking the, you know, the 3 2/3 as efficiently as he did, and also being as effective as he was, you know, with throwing up the zeros was tremendous to set us up.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, that's your that's a trade deadline win right there.
Huge.
That's going out, making moves to improve your team, and then seeing those moves actually help you win a game directly, you know, a few days after you made them. And Brian Hoeing, who by, you know, many thought just kind of the throw in the Tanner Scott deal, was absolutely critical, as Mike Schilt said, coming in relief of Dylan Cease and throwing 3 2/3 shutout innings. You had the other pickups also into the game. Jason Adam got into a little bit of trouble, but Tanner Scott got him out of it. Maybe an underrated moment, the strikeout with the bases loaded. They actually got the tying run to the plate. He blew, who was it, the Triolo, just absolutely blew him away. Like high schooler facing a little leaguer or something in that situation. It just showed us why they were so high on Tanner Scott and went out and got him last week.
He's outstanding. And I remember, I can't remember what game it was, but when he gave up a home run, the look on his face, the look of disgust with himself after giving up that home run. And you do feel like, I can't remember who hit it, but I'm still on island time, Benny. I don't even remember who hit it, but when he did, he looked and he was like, huh. All right, that's not going to happen again. I mean, like Skip Schumacher said, the guy's a dog. So I've loved everything that I saw when I was gone, man. Guys have been playing really well. And how about the guys stepping up yesterday? Tyler Wade thrust into action with Ha-Sung Kim being out with, I believe, a sore tricep. And Tyler Wade coming in, getting the job done, 2 for 3, RBI, scored 2 runs. I mean, you know, playing fine shortstop. Everybody stepping up. Donovan Solano. Good Lord. Donovan Solano, 4 RBIs last night, incredible. Continues to mash. I think he's 500 in his last 12 games or something.
So he's been doing this all season, but let's point out that the degree of difficulty was much higher last night for Donovan Solano. First of all, he's not getting the regular at-bats that he did before Xander Bogaerts came back. So he's got to do this coming off the bench, every, you know, minimal activity and staying sharp. And then he was in there because they were facing a left-handed starter.
Yeah.
He didn't, but then they went with right-handed relievers. So he had to do his at-bats against, he had four hits, and three of them, I think, were against righties, the guy who's supposed to be your platoon guy that attacks lefties. So extra degree of difficulty for Donovan Solano. And it did lead. I saw someone tweeted me last night. I see it in the chat now. With Ha-Sung Kim struggling and now maybe a little banged up, is it time to get Donovan Solano back into the starting lineup and, you know, reduce Ha-Sung Kim's playing time while he's not playing well?
Well, so everybody, you know, listen, and I'm a big fan of the hot hand guy, going with the guy that's hitting the ball and squaring the ball up, and Donovan Solano is certainly doing that. He has earned more playing time, yes. He's 36 years old. This is a role that they have found for him where it's working. If you were going to give him five games a week, would he continue at this torrid pace? I don't know. I can't say that he won't, but I also can't say that he will. He gives the bench so much. It's such a nice depth piece for them to have.
Well, let's play it out logically. Want Donovan Solano in there and get Ha-Sung Kim, you know, some more time off. All right, where are you playing Donovan Solano?
Maybe first base.
You're not playing him at short.
No. But you put Xander at short, and you put Jake at second.
So you're moving Xander after you did the whole thing. You can do this.
He's done it this year.
And you're putting Solano at first and moving Jake back to second.
If you want to ride the hot hand, that's what you have to do.
Because Solano has not played second regularly since 2020. There's one game there this year. Handful of games the last 2 years, but he hasn't played regularly at second since 2021. So you're moving Jake again back to second.
Yep. Which he'll have no problem with.
I know he would, but metrically he's been much better at first defensively.
Which is the opposite of last year.
Solano is not going to be as good of a defender wherever you put him out there. You're losing defensively with Kim out there, and you're moving Xander again after he's hitting well. I'd be kind of loath to move things around too much at this point with as well as the team has been playing.
You know, and I'm with you. Jeff says in the chat, as Schulte would say, we found a lane for Solano that works so well. Keep him in that lane going forward. Sure. Donovan does not play shortstop, Rod. You do not want Donovan
Solano at short. He has in the past, yeah, but it's been not at 36 years old.
Many years.
And not having done it in many years.
Many years. With Kim struggling with the stick a little bit, you know, and now being banged up, it's a nice problem to have, I guess, but the guy that worries me the most is Luis Arraez. Every swing he takes is like, it looks like he's got shot in the hand or hit with a hammer. I don't know.
Good to get him a day off again yesterday.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, when is that going to, you know, how severe is that injury that he's playing through clearly? I want him in there. I want him healthy. Can you afford having a guy like Donovan Solano, though? Could afford, you could give him a 10-day rest. You could give Luis Arraez a 10-day rest with a guy like Donovan Solano there.
Make him the DH.
Yeah. So you can figure it out. But he's played so well, and what a huge, huge night for him. And again, bottom of the order, getting it done last night. You know, Manny goes 0-for-5, hits into two double plays, but makes two spectacular defensive plays to help, you know, like quell any start of a rally. Just a really good team win after a, you know, kind of a beating. Again, a game, I think Craig Elston made the point on Twitter, 100%, not to beat a dead horse, but they don't win that game last year. There's no way they win that game last year. None.
After the excuse of the rain delay built in.
Yeah.
Just wasn't, you know, things didn't go our way.
Yeah, Kimmy's
it wasn't our
out.
Night.
Kimmy's out. You know, this guy's banged up, whatever. These guys are getting the job done, man. It's really, really pleasant to see.
So not only was it a good night for the Padres, but it was a good night for scoreboard watching as well, as the Braves lost, the Mets lost, Giants lost, and the Dodgers lost to the Philadelphia Phillies last night, 6-2. That was the late game, and the Padres now just four games out of first place in the National League West standings. Absolutely, very much within striking distance.
Crazy.
Over these last, 50-plus games remaining in the season. So, it's on now. The Dodgers, they may or may not admit it, but they feel the Padres now breathing down their necks.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, it's time. If you're a Dodger, you're feeling a little tight at this point, knowing You got a tough schedule this week with the Phillies. You have to play the Pirates, and you'll face Skeens this weekend. If the Padres stay hot, you know that probably in a week or so, they're going to be right next to you in the standings.
Which is insane to think about. And credit to the Padres for continuing to play very, very good baseball. It's been a lot of fun. I was so happy to leave and know that they only lost one time while I was gone. You guys didn't have to come in here and talk about brutal loss after brutal loss. Very, very proud of what I've seen from these guys. They're really fighting hard.
I will say one nice thing about the rain delay. Instead of going to the old magazine program, or, you know, this show was recorded in 2014,
right.
You know, about the All-Star game in San Diego in 2016 or something. They actually went to the live Fort Wayne game, and you got to see Ethan Salas play against the Cubs affiliate in South Bend. And I got to see Ethan Salas hit a go-ahead winning three-run home run for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps last night in the eighth inning on the road.
Good looking swing, man.
Really nice looking swing. And I thought that was the best possible secondary programming you could get. I tweeted out. I said, we should do that if we ever have the opportunity during rain delay. Because I know it's hard. Sammy played some great interviews that he did in spring training, but he's always thrown absolutely to the wolves on a rain delay. If we can go to some minor league Padres baseball, that was kind of cool. I thought that was a good choice last night. All right, now the Padres have to deal with the fallout. What does their pitching rotation look like going forward? We'll give you the update on Joe Musgrove coming up next, and play some Take on Woods with actual Woods here as well, all next year on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.